Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, July 30th, and boy, do we have a day ahead of us.
We certainly do. Futures are looking a little sleepy this morning, basically flat across the board. The S&P 500 futures are up about 10 points, and NASDAQ futures are ticking up around 64. It feels like the calm before the storm.
That's the perfect way to put it. Yesterday was a real head fake. We saw the S&P and NASDAQ hit record intraday highs right out of the gate, and then poof. The sellers came in and pushed everything into the red for most of the day.
It's classic pre-FOMC jitters. The market is in this consolidation phase, just waiting for a catalyst. And today's main event, the Fed's rate decision at 2 p.m., is the biggest catalyst of the week. No one is expecting a rate cut, right?
Not a chance. But the real story will be in the details. Traders are going to be dissecting that statement, looking for any hint of dissenting opinions among the voting members. A few dissents could really crank up the odds for a September cut.
Exactly. And before we even get to the Fed, we have a massive data dump. We're getting a look at Q2 GDP, the GDP price deflator, the ADP employment numbers for July, and June's pending home sales. It's a full-on data assault.
Speaking of housing, we did get the MBA Mortgage Applications Index earlier, and it dropped 3.8%. Bit of a slowdown there after a small pop the week before.
Okay, let's talk earnings, because it's another huge day. After the bell, the Titans report. Microsoft and Meta Platforms. The market's reaction to those two could set the tone for the rest of the week.
Absolutely. But we have plenty to chew on from the morning reports. Let's start with the good news. Humana is absolutely soaring, up over 8% pre-market. A huge beat on earnings and revenue, and they guided both above consensus for the full year. That's a strong report.
That's a monster move for an insurer. Hershey is also looking sweet, beating on the top and bottom lines. And Kraft Heinz had a solid beat and reaffirmed their guidance. The consumer staples names are holding up.
Now for the mixed bag. Starbucks. They actually missed on earnings per share by 15 cents, but revenues beat. The stock is up almost 5%. It seems the comparable sales in the US and China weren't as bad as everyone feared.
I see that as a win. It's a classic less bad is good story. When expectations are in the gutter, you just have to step over a very low bar. I think traders are breathing a sigh of relief on that one.
I'm not so sure. A miss is still a miss. It shows the consumer might be pulling back on that daily latte. I'd be a little cautious, chasing that pre-market pop. On the other hand, you have Visa, which beat on earnings and revenue, but it's trading down almost 2%.
Yeah, that's a guidance issue. They described consumer spending as resilient, but they just reaffirmed their full-year guidance. The street wanted a raise, and they didn't get it. When you're priced for perfection, in line just doesn't cut it.
Got it. Let's run through some other big pre-market movers. On the gapping up list, we have Lending Club, or LC, rocketing up 24%. And Aclaris Therapeutics, ACRS, is up about 13% on positive phase 2 trial results. Corvo and Teradyne are also having great mornings on strong reports.
On the downside, it's a rough morning for Cardiff Oncology, ticker CRDF, which is plummeting 26% on what they call positive data. The market clearly disagrees. And SoFi is down about 8.5% after pricing a big stock offering.
Ouch. Always have to watch for that dilution. Now, what are the analysts saying? I see a couple of interesting calls. AMD just got hit with a downgrade to sell from buy at DZ Bank. That's a bold call on a market darling.
Very bold. On the flip side, Peloton is getting an upgrade to buy at UBS. Someone's betting on a comeback story there. And Seagate, which is gapping down a bit this morning, actually got an upgrade to overweight. Little bit of conflicting action there.
So, let's put it all together. From a technical standpoint, what are the key levels traders need to watch at the open?
For the SPY, that 630 area is a big support level where we've seen buyers step in before. The key resistance to break is the 640 to 645 range. A solid move above that could kick off the next leg up. For the QQQ, look for support around 565, with major resistance between 570 and 575.
And what's the overall sentiment? The technicals look cautiously optimistic, especially with tech and consumer sectors showing strength. But there's this underlying bearish volume skew, and that late-day weakness we saw yesterday. What's the play for a swing trader today?
Caution is the word of the day. I'd avoid chasing overextended names before the Fed speaks. Defensive sectors like real estate and utilities have been showing relative strength. For a watch list, I'm still watching AMD for a potential continuation of its trend, but that downgrade adds a wrinkle. And I'm looking at Vertiv, ticker VRT, on an anticipation play, just watching the price action.
Great stuff. So the key takeaway is, it's a waiting game. The market is holding its breath for the FOMC at 2 p.m. Expect some choppy action until then, and be prepared for a jolt of volatility this afternoon. Watch those key levels, and don't get caught offside.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Stay nimble out there.
That's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.